Archaeologist Chris Begley is back with more advice to help you safely and thoughtfully enjoy getting out of the house and into the woods. Welcome back, Chris.
Thank you, Tom.
So tell us what we need to know to build, start, and then maintain a really good campfire.
Well, campfire in either just a recreational situation or certainly in any survival situation is going to be really important. It's important to understand that it consists really of three elements: air, fuel, and heat that you need. The heat's not so much the ambient temperature, but what keeps the combustion going. So for our purposes as somebody that's making a campfire, really the most important thing is to prepare your area, have the right materials, and have some source of combustion. If I was going to give one bit of advice to anybody outdoors, it's carry a lighter, a little disposable lighter. That just makes starting a fire so much easier.
It's a lot easier than rubbing a couple of sticks together, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, rubbing sticks together does work, but it's really not going to be what you want to rely on. There's any number of other ways it would be better.
We're talking about fire here, and fire can be wonderful. It can be warming. It can be mesmerizing to sit and watch, to smell the burning wood, to watch the sparks lifting up off the fire. It can also be extremely rapidly dangerous. What are some safety tips that you could give us?
Well, I think the most important thing is to prepare your area so that there isn't combustible material around your fire. You certainly don't want it spreading in the middle of the night when you're asleep, or after you leave, especially in dry months, can really pose a risk here. So clearing off the area, make a fire ring with rocks, make sure there aren't combustible materials. And then the other important thing is going to be to really douse the fire when you're done. And there are many ways to do that, but the easiest way is to put water on it. And whatever you do, putting water on it, spreading it out, stamping it out, it should be cool by the time you leave to really be sure that it's not going to reignite.
And what if you don't have water?
Well, then it's going to take a little bit longer. Of course, thinking back on those three elements that you need, if you can remove the fuel, if you can isolate what's burning, it's just not going to last very long by itself. Or if you can remove the air, if you can cover it with sand, cover it with dirt, suffocate it is another way. But if you don't have any water to put on it, which is going to be unlikely here in Kentucky with so many waterways, it's just going to take longer to be sure that it is, in fact, out.
Okay, we talked about carrying a lighter, about the difficulty in starting a fire by rubbing a couple of sticks together. But what if you've taken a day hike and you really intended to go back home that evening, so you didn't come prepared, you didn't bring a lighter, you don't have really anything that you need. You were just going for a walk in the woods, you got lost somehow, and there you are. It's dark, and you sure could use a good warm fire. Is there anything that you can do?
If you really have no combustion source, it's going to be really difficult. If you have something that can make a spark, or if you can find something, flint and steel, you might be able to light something on fire. Now, typically, if you were doing something like hiking, it wouldn't really be much of an effort to put in your pack something that easily lights on fire with a spark and something that can create a spark. There are all of these fire starter rods that you can buy. Those work really well. And in terms of something to light, in my experience, there's almost nothing easier than cotton balls to light on fire. Just a spark hits them and there they are. And that will allow you to light then the kindling, slightly larger stuff, and then ultimately the fuel that you'll put on your fire once it's going.
I guess really the ultimate moral of the story is to not take that day hike unprepared.
If you're completely unprepared, it'd be really, really difficult to start a fire. Now, starting it by some friction method, rubbing the sticks together, it's possible. Unfortunately, it's easiest in the types of weather that you least need a fire, when it's dry, when it's warm, and it's really going to be hard when it's rainy and 35 degrees.
Any further thoughts on building a good campfire?
Yeah, the other thing is if you're going to build it, you need to do some preparation before you get underway. And one thing that you certainly want to do is make sure that you have enough fuel stockpiled nearby so that when you do get it going, you have something to put on there. Fires go through more fuel than than you'll imagine and than you expect. Still, for me, I'm always caught unaware or surprised at how much fuel you go through. So stockpile that nearby before you start your fire. You don't want to get a small fire going and then have it go out while you're scrounging for more material.